What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 7:01 on this Thursday night. I can't believe it's Thursday already as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, Devon Givens with you until 10. A later start this evening on this Thursday night as we follow Anthony Gargano and Cuz's Corner back at it. It was great to hear. Number one, it's always great to hear Anthony back on the air, but it's also great to hear with everything going on, him being back on the road, being at Parks Casino, getting the show in, and, you know, just feeling safe, feeling comfortable in that environment. We were there all last football season. Anthony was there every Thursday. So, of course, we have a history of being in there, so we're familiar with the place. But under these new circumstances, our new norm with COVID and being socially distanced and a lot of places not allowing you to go inside, it is great to see that, you know, some semblance of normalcy where Anthony can go on the road, and hopefully we all get back to that point sooner rather than later. But it was great to hear with Anthony doing the show once again live from Parks Casino. We are with you in the studio, once again broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Tyler Zulli is producing the show, so we have a lot to get into and squeeze it into 3 hours. We have plenty of things to talk about. We have been giving away Flyers playoff t-shirts all day long here on The Fanatic. And guess what, folks? It does not stop here, right? It keeps going, and then it stops at right before we get off the air at 10 o'clock. So every final break in the hour that we have, right around 51, 52 of whatever hour, 7, 8, 9 hours, we will give away a Flyers t-shirt to celebrate the return of hockey. And you just wait for your cue, guys. We will let you know to help the Flyers and Philadelphia celebrate the return of hockey. We are giving away a Flyers playoff t-shirt every hour today. We go up until 10 o'clock, so our final one will be at 9:52 or so when we sign off. And wait for your cue to call the contest line and grab yourself a great Flyers t-shirt as they get their season underway round robin style on Sunday, taking on the Boston Bruins. The Sixers are back at it on Saturday, starting off their form of playoffs where they start their 8 seeding games to figure out where they're ultimately going to be. On Saturday against the Indiana Pacers, that will be a 7 o'clock start here on the Fanatic, 3:30 for the Flyers on Sunday. Basketball, hockey is back. Major League Baseball, it is also back. But there are some bumps in the road, and unfortunately, it includes Philadelphia. Now, before we get to that, as we mentioned, you heard Anthony talking about the odds for the NBA playoffs, the NBA Finals, the Sixers' chances, discussing everything along with it. We cannot start off the show without talking about the fact that NBA basketball is back, and the Utah Jazz and the New Orleans Pelicans are the first seeding game to kick off the NBA bubble that is not a scrimmage game. They are currently playing right now. We will not ignore it. It is happening. Lakers-Clippers follow on the doubleheader later on this evening, probably around 9:30. They will tip off from Orlando inside the bubble. It was great to see it, and it was also great to see everyone from the Pelicans and the Jazz all take a knee together during the national anthem. Everyone just all locked arms. Alvin Gentry, Quinn Snyder, locked arms. Everyone took a knee, including the officials, I believe. The referees also took a knee. It was great to see that, all sporting their Black Lives Matter t-shirts. So it was, once again, it was nice to see them all unified in their message of making it very, very clear that they were not going to stay quiet. A lot of players decided to go. Many players have decided to go with a message on the back of their jersey instead of their last names. So as you watch the games, obviously there's too many players for us to just let you know which ones have what. But you look on social media, you'll find it, you'll see it. And if you do wind up watching a game and you want to give us a call, we will be here until 10 o'clock. Tyler has it on in his studio. I have it on here in this studio as well. And while we will not make it a focus and a focal point in general of talking about the game, but once again, like we talked about baseball, we can't complain about anything at this point when it comes to the sports returning. Unless, like we will with baseball, how do you not have it right with the coronavirus, the testing, and figuring out things as you get the leagues started? The NFL still trying to figure out their health and safety protocol since players are now getting back into their training facilities, getting ready for training camp. The NBA and the NHL so far have done it right. And this is great as a basketball fan, as a sports fan, to have this game back for us all. It is very weird that this is a July 30th game, no summer league, no Team USA basketball. This is a regular season basketball game being played on July 30th that's going to carry all the way through October. So something we have to get used to, but it is good to have the sport back. It really is. It was great to have basketball back once things were getting started there as well. Unfortunately, it has not been easy for Major League Baseball. It seems the rest of the league, they're doing just fine. But Miami has put another stain on Major League Baseball with their negligence, their being irresponsible when they were in Atlanta before they arrived here in Philadelphia for that opening weekend series. And unfortunately, Philadelphia Phillies are now a part of this as well, because while we are now up to, I believe it is 17 players, if I'm not mistaken, 17 players, two coaches for the Miami Marlins, now it has hit Philadelphia, where the Phillies have a coach and an attendant who is in the clubhouse as well that have tested positive. Things are now shut down at Citizens Bank Park. So not even team activities can go on inside the park because they want to shut it down, fumigate it again, get everything done, right? Get everything done so eventually the Phillies can try to get back on the field. So as of right now, the Philadelphia Phillies, who put out a statement a little bit earlier letting everyone know that out of an abundance of caution, here's the release that they put out about an hour ago, hour or so ago. Out of an abundance of caution, the Philadelphia Phillies three-game weekend series with the Toronto Blue Jays scheduled for Saturday, August 1st, and Sunday, August 2nd at Citizens Bank Park has been postponed. Major League Baseball will coordinate with health experts and the Major League Baseball Players Association in planning for the Phillies' resumption of play, and will provide further scheduling updates as necessary. That again, the Philadelphia Phillies, at really about 2 hours ago at this point, the statement was put out on their Twitter account just to let you know about the testing. The Phillies have received the results of yesterday's testing. While no players tested positive for COVID-19, there were two staff members that did test positive. One is a member of the coaching staff, and one is a member of the home clubhouse staff. All activity at Citizens Bank Park has been canceled today and until further notice. That is the latest with the Philadelphia Phillies. So as we were trying to get excited and get ready for Phillies baseball, Major League Baseball in general, Miami did what they did, and now we are affected by it here as sports fans in Philadelphia. The Baltimore Orioles affected by it. The New York Yankees impacted by it, because everyone has now had to adjust their schedules based on what Miami did. And while when we talked about this on Monday, when we got the information initially, I went off on Miami, I went off on Major League Baseball, and I also said that I felt pointing the finger a little bit at the Phillies. And hearing some of the things that Matt Klentak said via his Zoom call with the assembled media, and him, you know, just simply not being too, seeming frustrated about what happened to his team, and him saying that they had some information as a general manager, and Middleton, while they get a little, again, the finger pointing at them is very minimal, but enough where I had the most focus on Miami, because it was the responsibility of Derek Jeter, the front office, Don Mattingly, and the coaching staff to figure this one out together. Not the players to have a text chain going asking each and every one of them that were not positive in terms of coronavirus testing if they wanted to play and allow them to do it. As players, they're going to say yes. They had a responsibility again, and they let everyone down. And now we have this where the Miami Marlins, day after day after day, are continuing to get positive test results for people with their traveling party. 33 people. Now we have, we are up to, what, 19 overall of the traveling party that have tested positive for the coronavirus. Now the Phillies have two people, not players, which is very important, but you didn't want anyone to have this. And now a coach who, as we find out the results of yesterday's testing today, the coach was most likely around players because they have still been having workouts. Right? Or having the workouts. So while it's great and we keep our fingers crossed that the Phillies players do not turn up with a positive test, just because we've heard over the last 2 days that everything is fine with their testing, as we know on the third day, it could still pop up. It could still pop up. It could still pop up from like a 5 to 10 day window with this testing. This is ridiculous what Major League Baseball is going through right now. They should have done something with the Miami Marlins right away. Instead, they want to go after Todd Kelly for throwing at the Houston Astros, but not making it a very important thing for them to do to let them know, the Miami Marlins, their displeasure of how they handled their part. Right? If you're going to point the finger at something, you're not going to point it at yourself. You need to do something. They're worried about Tom Kelly throwing at a batter, right? Instead of, pardon me, Kelly throwing at a batter, Joe Kelly. I'm sorry, I'm just going off. Joe Kelly throwing at a batter instead of handling things the right way. And now, right, they put this stuff out there, and this is just a mess. So as I was listening earlier to Mike, and I text Tyler about him possibly wanting to talk about this, and Mike and Ty and Nat jumped in a little bit. With 60 games, you don't have a big window of error here. There are going to be a lot of games for the Marlins to try to make up. The Phillies now have to try to make up games as well. The Yankees, the Orioles, you know, we already talked about the people that are impacted by this, the team. But you can't help but talk to folks and listen to everyone as training camp is underway, where they are now worried about the NFL. Months ago, we continued to say, hey, the NFL has nothing but time on their side. They won't get this wrong. They are not going to allow that to happen under their watch. On their watch, Roger Goodell is not going to let this happen because they are the last ones. They are not going to get this wrong, right? No way they get this one wrong, okay? Well, they already fumbled it a little bit last week on Monday, but they had to have a quick impromptu conference call with all the owners to try to finalize the health and safety protocol stuff for the NFL, because the players, star players included, called them out over the weekend. Now they have people opting out at an alarming rate, and it won't stop. Players are going to test positive for COVID. They are not inside a bubble. And the question again is, now, as we talked about then, will this work for the NFL? Now, while that might be on the tip of everybody's tongue and, you know, you think about it, I've heard a number of people that have said, I cannot live without football. There's no way we can go through a football season and not have our football, our Philadelphia Eagles. So as we talk about this, and look ahead to what's going on with Major League Baseball, continuing to go on with Major League Baseball, getting ready for the NFL as they try to figure things out, we wanted to ask, again, Mike had it first, so we'll give, of course, we'll give them the credit of having it as well. Seeing what baseball is going through, already on the fence with Major League Baseball coming back, with a focus on the NFL as a fan, you guys, not talking about me, I'm not talking about Tyler yet, talking about you guys. Are you looking at Major League Baseball by looking past them now and a big time focus on the NFL? Is that where you are right now as a sports fan, where you no longer worry about Major League Baseball? You care about the Phillies, you care about the players, you don't want anyone getting sick. However, the focus for you as a sports fan, when you have your pecking order of sports, many people, especially in the city, have the Eagles first. With all of this going on, the Phillies impacted by the Miami Marlins' negligence, are you now looking past the Phillies, looking straight ahead at the Philadelphia Eagles, and that is your main focus right now with a side of Flyers and Sixers? That's where we want to start. 610-632-0975. Are you now looking past the Phillies with a sharper focus on the Philadelphia Eagles because you cannot be without the NFL and your Philadelphia Eagles at all? 610-632-0975. I am not looking past the Phillies. I want to see them resume their season. I want to see them try their best to get this thing going and try to make it into the postseason, because you have 16 teams that are allowed to make it in the postseason in each conference, right? I mean, in each league, National, American, 16 playoff teams. Let's see what happens, right? I want to see the Phillies do it. I want to see the Phillies get right. I want to see how they figure it out to get them back out there, make up these games as best as possible. The whole seven-inning thing is very, very weird, but isn't everything with 2020 and sports very, very weird at this point? I'm not going to get mad at their creativity, but what they should have done was, yes, focus on Joe Kelly and give him a 2-3-game suspension, but focus on the Miami Marlins and figure out what's next. Are you going to end their season? Are you going to penalize them? Are you going to do something? Forfeit their games, give the wins to the other teams that they had to play because of what has happened. So, as we start things off tonight, going until 10 o'clock, are you now shifting your focus from Major League Baseball and, unfortunately, the Phillies, with a sharper eye on the Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. I am not. I still want to see the Phillies. I still want to see Major League Baseball. I want to see them get this right. I hope they can get this right. I hope we get football as well. They figure something out. Something where the safety of the players and the coaches is done properly. We get an NFL season. We get to see the Philadelphia Eagles battle it out with the teams. They're not going to be in the bubble as of right now. Is that something that they now need to try to fast forward and maybe not rush the season to start? Figure out that part first, go from there, and then start the NFL season. Because there are a lot of players in those locker rooms, a lot of players on those fields where they're going to be knocking into each other for a long period of time in those games. If you're going to allow them to go out the same way Major League Baseball does for their players, you're likely going to have some positive tests come back. You are. The NHL, the NBA, it appears they've done things right so far, so good. MLS, same thing. They had to get rid of some teams early. They were in a bubble. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, everything seems to be fine with them so far. Looks good. Is that what Major League Baseball needs to do to the Miami Marlins? Kick those teams out, kick that team out, and get this thing restarted with Major League Baseball. So that's where we'll start again. 610-632-0975. Are you looking past Major League Baseball now with a sharper focus on the NFL because you want that more than you want Major League Baseball? I want it all. I'm greedy. But first and foremost, I want everyone to be safe. Where you guys stand on that? Because a lot could be impacted based off of watching Major League Baseball, how the NFL handles their start of their season. 610-632-0975. Once again, we are giving away T-shirts every hour for the Flyers playoff start with the round robin on Sunday. We give away playoff T-shirts all day long here on the Fanatic. We continue through 9 o'clock going until 10, where we'll give out T-shirts in the 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hours. So when you wait for our cue to call the contest line a little bit later on and grab yourself a Flyers playoff T-shirt. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. Tyler Zulli is here producing. We're with you until 10 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
7:30, 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. 6 o'clock hour was brought to you by During Cousins Corner Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975. How do you feel about Major League Baseball with the NFL creeping up in the rear? The NBA and the NHL, they got it right, right? They got it right. They're inside that bubble, so they're good. As long as things go well, they are good. Okay? If they can sustain this and keep this up, as much as people like baseball, and we've already heard from people who haven't even watched a pitch yet, okay? That, like we talked about, Major League Baseball had no room for error with how they were handling things, making it now a negotiation issue during the pandemic. You mean to tell me people are not going to watch playoff hockey and playoff basketball as good as the Flyers are over Major League Baseball? I think not. I think people will pay attention to the NHL and the NBA, because once they see that the level of play is up to par what they are accustomed to seeing on the ice and on the court versus what they see in a Major League Baseball game with all of this stuff going on outside of the game, people are going to take their focus away from them and focus on those playoffs in both of those leagues. And again, keep a sharper eye on the NFL, because that's what's most important to many sports fans. NFL is king. We know it. So that's why we asked everyone, are you now looking past Major League Baseball with a keen eye on what's going on in the NFL with their testing, getting ready for the start of the NFL season? Because they are in training camp now. Health and safety protocol things are trying to be put in place for them to be safe out there on the field. Where do you guys stand? 610-632-0975. We will give away our first Flyers playoff T-shirt at the end of this segment. So guys, listen in when you call in. Let's just have a good conversation about sports in general. We'll get to the Sixers and the Flyers as well. The Flyers, once again, they are getting back at it on Sunday against the Boston Bruins, starting off the round robin play in National Hockey League. So that is fantastic. That's great to see them getting back out there. Overall, they have the best chance in the city to win a title. Now, this is not a deal of hey, Flyers, you know, we're looking more towards them than the Sixers. No, we want them both to win. We want the Phillies to win. We want the Eagles to win. But as far as where they were before things shut down in the NHL and the NBA, where we forecast the Major League Baseball situation with the Phillies and how good they are or not at this point and what the Eagles could be, you could argue that the Flyers have the best chance of winning a title. No matter how you look at it, they have the best shot at winning a title among the four teams here in town. Are you guys looking past Major League Baseball now? 610-632-0975, because this is ridiculous with where we are. This is ridiculous that the season started last Friday for the Phillies. It is almost now a week later, and we haven't seen them since Sunday. It is absurd that that is even a conversation. We knew things were going to happen with the coronavirus. We knew that, right? We understood that something would happen. But like we talk about with games and how we evaluate players and coaches and when we talk about their jobs and all, we knew there were going to be positive tests. We knew things would happen in that way. But I always say, how did it happen? How we have gotten here, how this has happened with Major League Baseball, with Miami Marlins, and now the Philadelphia Phillies being directly affected by this. We as baseball fans wanting and been waiting to watch the Phillies, we now have to wait again because they have now canceled the series over the weekend against the visiting home Toronto/Buffalo Blue Jays because of how they allowed the Miami Marlins to handle their situation. Are we serious that this is where we are? I mean, seriously. Honestly, this is where we are. We just want to sit here and watch baseball. We want everyone to be safe, first and foremost. But if they're out there, we want to watch some baseball. We want to complain about how bad the bullpen is. We want to complain about Rhys Hoskins not hitting enough. Ideally, we would like to be talking about how good they are and Rhys Hoskins hitting the home runs and the pitchers coming in relief and getting outs and securing a win for the starting pitcher. But we know that there are some issues with this baseball team. I would rather be doing that than be talking about a positive test from a coach and a clubhouse attendant, staffer, and then 19 positive tests with the Miami Marlins. I don't want to talk about that, but we have to. Because they did not do something right. Now, here we are. Tyler, good evening. Where are you on this now? You're a big baseball guy, a huge baseball guy. You love the NFL. You watch the Eagles. You come on the air. You talk about the Eagles, the Phillies, the Flyers, and the Sixers. Is this turning you off as a baseball fan with how things are being handled?
Well, first off, good evening to you as well. This is not the conversation I thought we'd be having on a Thursday night in July when we thought baseball was resuming.
Once they said things were coming back,
right?
You'll have your bumps in the road. This is more than a bump.
We had the conversation before the season began when Major League Baseball's biggest gripe was, you know, the argument over money and are the owners being too greedy? Are the players being too greedy? Are both sides should they come together and kind of unify for the sake of people who are out of jobs and all of that? And that was a big conversation. And what we kind of kept going back to was baseball was basically digging itself into a larger hole than it's already in by not taking the opportunity to jump on the time that they had because of the fact that they would have been the only sport to play. Because we talked about once the NBA came back, and once the NHL came back, and especially once the NHL scrimmage games are over, and once the NBA 8 regular season games are over, you've got playoff action in two sports whose playoffs dominate. The NBA dominates more than it ever has, and the NHL playoffs, whether you're an avid fan or a very, very, very tame fan, get you excited.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're already playing behind the eight ball as it was for baseball. And much like we're now talking about the NFL,
mm-hmm.
baseball wasted the time it had been put in front of it. And it only has itself to blame that they don't have a protocol, a strong enough protocol in place. They don't. They've only had themselves to blame for not having a strong enough contingency plan put in place, and they only have themselves to blame by allowing these players to get out of Atlanta and to come to Philadelphia and then play these games, especially Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, yes. This is ridiculous, man. This is absurd. It's a shame that this is where we are right now. We just want to watch baseball, and as a baseball fan, you will watch the Yankees and the Rays. You will watch a game that has the Dodgers and the Astros and Joe Kelly throwing at multiple Astros batters because you are a baseball fan. But you also wanted to see the Phillies. You also wanted to see what they were. You also wanted to see if they can take a step with Joe Girardi now in the manager chair instead of Gabe Kapler. But instead, we have to sit here and talk about how they have now been missing. How many games have they now missed overall?
This would have been the fourth one.
This would have been the fourth game.
Yeah, today would have been the fourth game.
We would be seven games into the season right now, and instead we have three.
And like you said, I would rather be arguing right now, you know,
or
back and forth between the callers and us and you and I.
Or talking about how good they are.
Right. Whether they're 3-7 or 7-3, or I guess they would have been, or 3-, no, they'd have been, what, 1-?
Yeah.
If they'd have lost them all, they'd have been 1-6.
Yes.
Or, you know, whether they're 1-6 or 5-2 or anything in between, I'd rather talk about that.
Sure.
But the league and those two teams have put us in a position that this is what we have to discuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
They messed up.
They messed up big time here. I'm looking at a tweet from Marley Rivera from ESPN with Aaron Boone saying that he doesn't know whether the situation with the Phillies will affect the Yankees' schedule next week. Yankees are scheduled to play the Phillies Monday through Thursday with two games at Yankee Stadium, followed by two games at Citizens Bank Park. And right now, no one knows. No one knows. All they can do is continue to do what they have been doing, getting tested on a daily basis, and awaiting the word, and then go along with what Major League Baseball has for them in terms of the resumption of their season. And right now, we get nothing. Right now, we get nothing.
Well, and because of the fact that they've allowed themselves to put this situation in, it's not outside hands because it's still Major League Baseball, but
right,
not within their own direct line of communication, within their own direct line of decision making, the impact they could have directly is non-existent anymore. Again, they have no one, and I say they, I mean both the Marlins and the Phillies, have absolutely no one to blame but themselves for this.
And you said the Phillies as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're absolutely to blame.
Yeah.
And it's not the players' fault. I think the players should be getting paid for all these games that are missed.
No, Klintak.
It's the ownership, and it's front office.
Front office, and even Girardi, to some extent.
Probably.
If they got the information, at what point do you say, hey, guys, hey, Don, we're not playing, man. We're not playing. We don't know. You directly link things to the Miami area and say, we're not doing that. Okay? We are not doing that.
And I'm not... I would never, ever, if I was a part of the Phillies organization, if I caught wind of, they had a group chat decision.
Sure.
If, Rojas and Mattingly made the decision that they were going to play,
mm-hmm.
I'm out. Coach, I'm not coming to the ballpark today. Mm-hmm. You can find me if you want.
Yep.
I'm not playing.
Yep. Yep. 100%, man. 100%. 610-632-0975. This is where we are. Are you looking now past Major League Baseball with your eyes on the NFL and hoping that you get that season now that things are already frustrating right now with Major League Baseball? The Phillies have now four games postponed with the Yankees. They also have now three that are already postponed with the Blue Jays, who were supposed to be in here this weekend, starting tomorrow at Citizens Bank Park, where the Blue Jays were going to be the home team. Phillies were going to be the road team. That didn't even matter, right? We just wanted to see baseball. As long as the Jays had a home to play a game, that's fine with us. Let's just watch some baseball. Instead, no, we're sitting here talking about this. The NBA is back, and once again, people will focus on the NBA. Now, some might because of what was, you know, put out there on the court. But, hey, Black Lives Do Matter, and it's on the court. And then we knew this already. We knew this was going to be the case. And it's good that they did something like that. But even with that, it's a great thing that they did. Basketball is back. We have a sport back. We have something to watch. We have something to latch on to. Something to that has. They're playing for a purpose now. They're playing for the seeding of the games in the NBA for their postseason runs. So the games are back. And the NBA, once again, this is a playoff scenario. And while it is fun to have a 60-game season where you can run through it, right? You got 60 games. Every game counts. People are going to focus on the playoffs. And once the Flyers get started at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock or 3:30 on Sunday, I think it's 3:30, against the Bruins on Sunday. Once they get started on Sunday, right, the Flyers, a 3 o'clock, pardon me, puck drop against the Bruins, that's where the focus will be. Period. That's where the focus is going to be. And as Tyler just said, they did this to themselves. They did this to themselves. This is now on them. I would like to watch it. Baseball, I have not been able to watch it as much because we're in here until 10. And when we are in here, my field of vision is still blocked because we have these cameras in here, which we've talked about before. People know about that. So we can't really pay attention. But, hey, we can follow the scores on ESPN.com. Tyler can watch it in the studio and just kind of keep his eye on what's going on in the sport. But it would be great if we could watch the Phillies. We might have to start rooting for somebody else at this point.
Oh, I've already got a team.
Tampa?
You know who it is.
Yep. Tampa. Yeah, I already know that. Yeah, you guys have been looking good.
You know what's funny, too, is, and a lot of people know this about me, so I've been, like, my second team never competes with the Phillies, but my second team has always been the Angels. Because when I was a kid, Vlad Guerrero was my favorite player, so when he went from Montreal, where I couldn't root for him, to L.A. or to Anaheim, I kind of grew on the Angels a little bit. And I have so much fun watching the Rays play. Not to say that they're my second favorite team, because I still root for the Angels as my other team, I guess.
Yes.
But I really enjoy watching Tampa play.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Your guy Tyler down there with the arm. Yeah, they're pretty good. I wish the Phillies were that good. I wish we could watch the Phillies, actually. But we cannot. But we cannot. Oh, man. 610-632-0975. So, I mean, hey, it's what it is. It's where we are right now. And I just believe that when it all comes down to it, as much as it will be fun to watch the game of baseball in general, once the NBA and the NHL really get going with these seeding games and the playoffs, which will get underway in the middle of August for the NBA, the round robin games right off the bat is a playoff situation for the NHL. You're going to be locked in on that day one. Major League Baseball might be in trouble. Major League Baseball might be in trouble. And if the NFL is able to figure things out, find a way for them to start their season, and everything is going to be, you know, fine to start, Major League Baseball once again will be in trouble. You might have a good run for them once their playoffs start. And if a team starts to really get hot, you're in a different market, but you find interest in that team because, oh man, it looks pretty fun, right? Then you're gonna pay attention to it. But are you gonna really dive into it? Are you really gonna get into it like you should? Maybe not. Maybe not. But man, Major League Baseball has fumbled this in the worst way from start to where we are today on July 30th. They're just in a bad spot. They are in a bad spot. They did not have room for error. And right now, they are big time error in terms of sports. Big time error in terms of sports. Man, I just really can't believe that this is where we are right now with this sport. Rev Ronnie on Twitter says, baseball is reminding me of the people in the supermarkets that refuse to wear masks. The people who go out the country and come back and refuse to self-quarantine, they're completely irresponsible. Well, Miami was irresponsible over the weekend when they were here in Philly, Rev Ron. Major League Baseball was irresponsible. with not standing up right away and saying, hey, we have our first case. Let's put this one on ice. Let's figure things out and not get to this place. Let's not get to this place where we are on Thursday. And the last time we saw the Phillies play a game of baseball was on Sunday. That was irresponsible on the part of Major League Baseball. Very irresponsible by Major League Baseball where we are. Very irresponsible by the Miami Marlins with how they handled the situation over the weekend. Very, very selfish with what they did. And now look at where we are as fans, where the attention is going to be drawn away from them now. And that's their fault. Not ours. That's their fault.
Well, and you know what the biggest problem about this is?
And the labor issue that they wound up having when they had everything going in their favor because it was the virus and not a labor issue.
Yeah.
And now this.
Yeah, we talked enough about over the last 3 months. We've talked about, you know, how the CBA is looming in 2021. This makes it harder to negotiate. Mm-hmm. And the worst part about this is, as a baseball fan, is seeing all of the people in the city who are going to turn from baseball because it's the Phillies. So I think about it from an outsider's perspective. And I look at, if this were to have happened to the Giants or the Diamondbacks or the Royals, you know, people would go, wow, that really sucks. And then go back to watching the Phillies. But because it happened to the Phillies specifically, and they're going to be directly impacted by it, I don't know if or when the Phillies start up again, that those fans come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because people get really excited for opening day.
Yes.
And people get really excited for even opening weekend. But if the product is gone 3 games in, what's keeping them?
Yeah. This is, again, this is just a bad look on Major League Baseball. So this is going to be a stain on them. We said no room for error with the labor issue that turned into a labor issue when it was something that was really on their side with it being the coronavirus. It is now going from a labor issue with the players and then the owners bickering about money during a pandemic when so many people are without their jobs or just simply without their jobs right now, furloughed or hours cut back. And then the sad part of people unemployed and not having a job and wondering where their next bit of money is going to come from. They're bickering over that stuff. And while we didn't blame the players, we blame the owners. It's not a good look. And then you follow it up with this, where people take this very seriously with the coronavirus. And right now, Major League Baseball is in an ugly, ugly place. And they could not afford it. They couldn't do it. Yet here we are. This is what it's going to be for Major League Baseball once things really get going in these other leagues. The NBA is back, a doubleheader tonight. Pelicans, Jazz right now. Lakers, Clippers later on. And then we get hockey this weekend. Okay, Major League Baseball, good job by you. Brian says on Twitter, at Elbow Shaferi, Tyler, Brandon Lowe is the second coming of guess who? Chase Utley. Uh-huh. You're thinking.
Ty praise.
You're thinking.
Ty praise.
He has 7 hits already. All right, we'll see. And that's your Tampa team that Tyler has adopted since they've done what they're doing. They're first in the National League East with a 4-2 record. The Phillies are 1-2 because they had not played since Sunday. 610-632-0975. And now it is time for our first Flyers Players Playoff T-shirt giveaway. We will go with, we'll just pick a random. It doesn't have to be
you want to go with the player?
We can go any player, right? It doesn't have to be current.
Yeah, you can make it whoever you want. It's your show, man.
Oh, Simone Gagné. Right off the top of my head.
So caller number 12?
Caller number 12 on the contest line, 215-263-0975. Caller number 12 on the contest line, 215-263-0975. Caller number 12 in honor of Simone Gagné. You will win a Flyers playoff t-shirt. Gear up for the playoffs and show your Flyers pride with exclusive apparel available only at the Wells Fargo Center Team Store. Shop exclusive Flyers locker room playoff tees and hats online at shop.wfcphilly.com or visit the store weekdays from 1 to 6 p.m. Good luck. Call the number 12 in honor of Simone Gagné for your Flyers playoff t-shirt. We will give them away every hour at the end of the hour. our gift to you for sticking around with us as we get ready for Flyers hockey to resume starting on Sunday. To get us, 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli producing right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.